Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Senator James Sanders Jr., who represents the 10th Senatorial District in the New York State Senate. Welcome, sir. Thank you for being here with us.
It's a joy to be here with you.
You're very welcome. So today we're going to be talking about a very important topic, getting the Reparations Commission bill into law to begin the path toward justice for African Americans. So, Senator Sanders, could you please provide some background on the reparations bill you are sponsoring in New York and explain its primary objectives?
So, the Senate of the State of New York and the Assembly of the State of New York have both voted to create a commission to study reparations in New York State. This commission is on the desk of the governor and awaits her signature, which we believe will happen.
Okay, so we know that the bill aims to create a commission to study the history of slavery and racial discrimination in New York. What specific aspects of this history will the commission investigate, and why is it important to do so?
The commission has the obligation to study every part of New York history, to study its environmental effects, environmental racism, to study the banking laws, to study every part of the life of Black New Yorkers in New York State, to see if redlining, what role did that play, mass incarceration, what role did that play, access to capital, etc. The commission can study anything that its commissioners want to.
Okay, and speaking about that, how does the New York's historical connection to slavery, including its role in financing the slave industry and providing insurance for it, contribute to the need for reparations discussed in the state?
It can be argued that slavery as we knew it could not exist without New York State. It can be argued that thanks to New York playing an oversized role on the issue of financing the slave trade, of ensuring the slave trade, of building some of the ships, of all of the different things that there are, that slavery could not have gone on. New York not only financed, but it bartered and sold the products to different places. So we, New York, if there's ever a state that needs to have a reckoning with its past, that state is New York.
And speaking about states having a reckoning, California has already created a task force to study reparations. Can you share any insights from the experience that have influenced the designs or goals of the New York Commission?
Well, we have learned a lot from the good people of California. California, of course, has a history of being a leading state, and we appreciate that. And we have learned a great deal from what they do and what they have done. So with that being said, we intend to ensure that we do it in a New York fashion, that California, they have produced some great works looking at all of the impacts of slavery and the impact of the things that came after it. So we look forward to doing it in a New York style.
So, Senator, the commission will also examine the lingering negative effects of the institution of slavery and discrimination on living people of African descent. What kinds of effects are you referring to, and how do you envision addressing them through reparations?
Well, slavery, of course, was just one portion of the injustices that were visited upon the African. We also have to speak of the American apartheid system of what we call Jim Crow. And then we have to speak of the recent days and what's going on. And we have to look at, are there policies afoot? Were the access to capital stopped, curtailed for this population that did not allow them to buy their homes, to create the generational wealth, to purchase businesses, to build their businesses? What were the impact of policies that tore down their communities to build highways, to build other things? What were the policies that were afoot that stopped them from living in as a community? So we're going to look at all of these things and look at the links to the current day, and not just look at the links, not just bemoan the fact, what can we do to right the wrongs of America's original sin, slavery, and its descendants?
Okay, so earlier on you mentioned incarceration and the redlining and the housing discrimination, and you just mentioned some other issues. How do all of these tie into the broader conversation about reparations, and not just the conversation, but as you mentioned earlier, are there any remedies that you can give examples of that you would like to see done?
Well, we are going to put a real pressure on for of course, doing remedies. Now, the commission will have to come up with these remedies. Among the most obvious remedies are those that will have to do with wealth generation, whether it mean owning a home, owning a business, or ending your debt. One very important way of creating wealth is to make sure that your medical bills are paid, or your college bills, or whatever is holding you back is addressed.
And I'm very glad you mentioned about owning a business and a home, because that is really the American dream, home ownership and entrepreneurship. So, you know, and that's how you build generational wealth. We spoke about, you know, the recommendations, but how is the reparations going to be funded? You know, the revolution has to be funded. How are we going to get that done?
Well, as it stands now, the governor's office, upon their signature, would have the responsibility of ensuring that the commission has what they need to build on. But there may indeed be other entities, perhaps foundations and others, that would be interested in helping the good work.
Okay. So, Senator, we know that the recommendations of the commission may not be binding, but obviously they would spark a conversation. So what are your hopes for the impact of these recommendations on future legislation and public discourse?
I am hoping that we will come up with a group of wise people, 9 wise people, who will generate real and meaningful solutions that can be acted upon in this world. I am of the belief that this is should not simply be a symbolic effort, but that it should lead to game-changing, lasting changes that will make a difference in the life of this community.
Okay, and speaking about making a difference, some persons may argue that reparations are more than just financial compensation, and they should also involve atonement and acknowledgement of past injustices. So can you elaborate on this perspective and how it's reflected in the bill?
Well, it is true that the commission may come up with many different ideas, and among these ideas may be an apology from the government. On a personal level, I'm far more interested in the means of getting rid of the inequalities than I am about an apology, but a well-meaning apology is always a healthy thing for people.
Finally, Senator, what can we do, when I say we, the public, to get Governor Hochul to sign that bill and, you know, just get it done?
Well, the people can do, everyday people, they can call her office and they can say, hey, this is a great idea and we really need to make this happen. And I would encourage people to do so. They can also ensure they attend. We are having different meetings where we are learning more about this issue. And you can get in touch with my office to find out when is the next meeting, whether it's upstate or downstate, so that we can address these issues. You can also educate your neighbors. And let's make sure that we have an idea of what this is. We are also looking for resumes. I'm looking for resumes of people who believe that they should be on this 9-member panel that comes up with solutions. And my office is collecting them now so that we can give them to the different branches of government so that they can make their choices.
All right, great. So, Senator, we want to thank you so much for taking the initiative for this important bill, you know, the path towards justice for African Americans. We thank you for your hard work, your dedication and commitment, and we look forward to having you back again saying the bill has been passed. The law, it has been signed into law.
I look forward to coming back at such a worthy show as yours to make sure that our neighbors know that the good work is being done.
Thank you.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.